Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live
from an undisclosed location in the universe with Iggy Garcia
and Adrian Arts. Join us as we explore the holistic, metaphysical,
and the spiritual realms every Monday night
at 7 p.m. on With Insights Radio.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia.
And I'm Adriana Arts, and this is Wednesday night. We fooled you.
Yes, yes, it's Wednesday night. And we still are in undisclosed locations in the universe, so that part still stays the same. Well, I want to welcome everybody to the show. I know we've been kind of off and on with this particular show, the Anchor Show, but we've been kind of just revamping some things, and some new things have changed in our lives, and we have to, like, adjust to it. So thanks for being there with us and being patient with us as we figure out things as we go. But we're back on the air, and we're here, and we're going to share our insights, some of the things that comes across in our minds and things that happen to our hearts, and welcome. Well, hello, Adriana. How are you?
Hi. I, am a big reason why this show has not been able to air so much on Mondays. And it's due to life changes that I've had, mainly in my work, but definitely affecting my life, my everyday life through the week. And things are still just like crazy and hectic for me. I don't know. I have to tell you. Mm-hmm. I did reach out and call Mark on my way home because I literally had been home about 5 minutes. I called Mark on my way, who, for those of you who may or may not know, Mark is our resident astrologer, and he's really mm-hmm. good. But I asked him if he could, I had to leave him a message, so I did, and I asked if he could call in and give some insight into the energies that I personally have been experiencing for the past about 3.5 months. That's when my job situation changed drastically for me. And so things have been really hectic for me, but I had asked Mark to shed some light on some of the energies that are out there right now, because they're not just crazy in my life. They seem to be a little bit crazy all over the world right now, and with just about everybody I know one way or the other. But mine mm-hmm. in particular, because of that solar eclipse last year that was on my birthday. It was on August 21st. Yeah, so I know all of my astrologer friends were saying that, you know, this is a big personal, right on my sun, because that was on my birthday. The eclipse was almost in the same exact, I think it was in the same exact degree as the sun in my birth chart. So I just, asked him if he could call in and maybe shed some light on that. So if he said he would, he did send me a text and said he will try to call in a little bit. So if you see okay. Mark's number, stick him on the air.
All right.
I'm hoping that
sounds
he can
good.
Call in, though, because, these changes that I kind of wanted to just really talk about that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because everybody deals with changes in their everyday life. Some of them are drastic. Some only seem like they're drastic, and maybe they're not so big, but when you're your only source of income, as in my household, I don't have another income, so I'm sole provider. And when that is, that person is you, any changes affect everything. You know, your job mm-hmm. pretty much, and your income and your household kind of decides what you can and cannot do, where you can and cannot live. there's a lot of things governed on that income there, so. And dependent upon it. So when you have changes, and these changes for mine in particular have not been very easy for me to move through, mainly because all of my life I have preferred to work for smaller companies, kind mm-hmm. of mom-and-pop brand shops or family-owned businesses. and I've always been right hands to the owner. This job change involved an acquisition and moving into a bunch of small businesses had been bought up by one large company, and everybody's kind of combined in a company. So the whole atmosphere is different. My whole job description is different. And on top of all these changes, I kind of, you know, adapted through to that. And I think I'm doing fairly good on that end. But on top of all these changes are some software issues of, you know, training or lack of, I think on my part. I've had lack of training on this new software that I've had to learn and adjust and start utilizing in accounting. And there's been a ton of issues. Still, there are a ton of issues, so that's not helping my situation. And this has been going on for 3.5 months now. So I'm, like, really at my wit's end as far as, sometimes I feel like I have worked through these things, and I have, I think, worked through a lot of different obstacles that I have been faced. And of all people, I think you would probably know more about those obstacles than anyone, because I've shared my aggravations with you when we've, you know, been able to talk about them. And bless your heart, you always kind of offer me some sound advice, you know, because I'm like ready to rip somebody's head off at that point by the time you and I talk about
Put the samurai sword down.
Right, but, it's been so strange for me, because normally I can just get through something and bounce right back, but this is not the same. I don't know what's going on around me or in my chart or whatever it is, but this is not the same at all. And it's like, you know, some days I feel like I've got through these hurdles and I'm on a better track and things are a little bit better. And then I go in like yesterday and I feel like I've taken 3 steps back, 1 step forward, 3 steps back. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, and what do you do? How do you keep that positive outlook and try to go in there the next day, you know, going, oh, you know, well, this is going to be okay today.
Right.
I need some
look
help
at me,
here.
Look at me, I'm dancing.
What do
you
I
are
need
definitely
to do?
Dancing. What do you need to do?
I mean,
well, let's see. I don't know, really, honestly. We have to really think about that one, don't we? I mean, it's almost like you have to take it day by day. Have a checklist of things, what's going on in your life. And first of all, you might want to reevaluate, you know, if this is the place you really, truly want to be. I know you've told me that in the past, and you've told me, put the T-square together and see what it looks like and weigh things out. And so I've done that, and it's work that works in my favor a lot, so I have to thank you for that, because that helps me get where I need to be.
So
maybe you need to take your
own advice.
take your own advice. Go back and listen to some old shows. I know one thing is maybe find some peace time for yourself is very important. I know that you're running kind of high octane right now, because they've kind of put you in that position just because of our conversations that we've had. And I've seen, and I think you're accustomed to being home at a certain time, and there's a little bit of uncertainty with the position you're in, you know, and the responsibility is now that you have compared to what you had before. And, and I think there's an aspect maybe that you don't feel valued to some degree. Like there's some part of you that's not feeling, you know, like maybe before you, like you said, you were right hand person to the owner of the business. So there was a little more family feel to that. There was more camaraderie, you know, there's some type of, you know, connection. And I think when you start going into an acquisition, like you said, you know, when companies are bought out by other companies, I think you kind of lose that aspect a little bit. It doesn't really, now it does not, company doesn't belong to the family anymore. That belongs to the corporation. And then the corporation, I hate to say it, it's all about numbers and, you know, the top of the line, you know, the bottom line. What's the bottom line? What are we bringing in? What are we making? And there's a sphere of replacement, you know, like you're valuable, but you know, you're not that valuable. And I think that's what happens to a lot of companies. They forget that their employees are the reason they can expand or grow, because without their employees, they're just going to filter through employees and employees. It's better to create a good environment, a family environment, and honor and respect the people who work for you, because they're your blood, they're your lifeline. You know, a lot of if you talk to any wealthy person, you know, who really gets that idea, that's the first thing they'll tell you. I'm successful because the people around me, I help them succeed. I help them raise that level, and you know they have reason to work for me. When you don't have reason to work for somebody and you feel frustrated and you don't feel, you know, acknowledged or respected, then you know you fall out of that energy, and that energy is the job. And I know a lot of our callers probably go through stuff like that. I know I go through things like that. That's why for me, when you talked about incomes and stuff, it's difficult for me to go work for somebody. I work for myself right now. The aspects of working for myself, I love, because I'm in control. But I'm also responsible to go out and produce an income. And I do have a lot of bosses when I'm hired by individuals, and I am accountable to them. But once that accountability is done, I can go home. I don't have to worry about anybody else. You know, I just do it. But that's not for everybody, and it's not always for sure. And it can be risky, especially the work I do, because I take a big chance, a big gamble that, you know, that people are going to respond to, you know, the marketing that I put out there, you know, the advertisements, the connections, the networking. There's days where, you know, I'm like, wow, I really need to make some money. And I'm like, whew. But I think in your case, how do you get through that? Just to go back to the basics. Go back to the things you know, meditation, you know, dancing, the things that will relieve stress. I think a lot of it has to be pretty stressful. And then sometimes you get home, you're probably exhausted, if I had to guess, probably pretty beat up.
I am. I do good. I'm trying to, this is actually the earliest I've been home. My day started at 7 a.m. over there. And I literally just walked through the door before, you know, I got on the radio here. So this is probably one of my earliest days since I started 3.5 months ago. But it's just been so hard to find time when I get home, you know, sometimes 7, 7:30, 8, you know. And a lot of those days, I haven't even taken a lunch break. I'll take something to snack on while I work, but I haven't actually left there and went away for an hour lunch or anything. I've had just a workload like nobody's business, because I'm the only one working in this department in the office. So I'm handling all of the payroll, the payables, the receivables for it, billing out, collections, everything, and managing about 11 employees and their schedules and things like that. So I don't really have a lot of there isn't anybody else in the office that's handling any of that on this division by itself. It's just me. So when I get home, I'm just, you know, whether it's been a 12 or 12 and a half, 13 straight hours, whatever it's been, I come home, I may or may not eat, and then I fall asleep. I can't even stay awake. I am so mentally zapped. So I don't have that energy to dance or to meditate or, you know, I could close my eyes and I'll be asleep in 5 minutes. So how do I get, you know, what do? How do I?
It's grounding.
I don't know what to eat. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have a grounding, you don't have a way to ground after you're done. Your grounding technique is coming home and just plopping down. Grounding is important before you walk out that door of your job. We need to figure out a strategy for you to ground yourself in order to, you know, just let go and let go of work. And when you come home, you have a little bit left in the tank. And it sounds like that's a big issue.
Ground before
and, you know,
I get home then. Just,
yeah, I mean, and
this,
that intention
used to be what would ground me before.
Okay.
But I, honestly, if I come home and run a hot salt bath and got in it, I'm sure I'll fall asleep in the tub. And I don't know if that's a good idea.
I think you'll wake up. Bloop, I'm underwater. I better get up. Yeah. Well, I think it's getting used to the routine, Adriana. It's getting used to knowing that you're not going to be home at this time anymore, maybe. And that was then, and now it's this, and now you have to kind of re-change your strategy. And I think that's probably where you're at, where you're just trying to figure out where is the place where, you know, it levels out. Like, it's too hectic for you. And you like a little bit of control from what I'm gathering. You like to have an idea. Like, if you had to be at this time, then you work towards that time. But then when you don't know, 2-3 extra hours of work, you know, 4 hours of work, that can draw on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. The salt baths are good. Salt baths are good. Maybe a walk. Maybe, you know, just going and sitting down and getting something to eat. I don't know. You're just going to be kind of creative, I believe, in your process. And I know you can do this because I've seen you do it before. I've seen you pull through and do stuff.
Well, I think I'll start with the T-square. I'll reevaluate and see if this is really where I want to stay or be, because I honestly have not made up my mind that this is where I want to stay or be yet. So,
okay,
it's just finding the time. If this isn't where I want to be, it's finding the time to reach out and go somewhere else, you know.
Right.
Go interview application and all that. And, you know, that's another thing that stops, especially I think when you're my age. Do you really want to go looking for all this again? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I get it.
Like, so I don't know. We'll see how things
It'll
change.
It'll work out.
Hopefully.
As the show progresses, I'll come up with ideas for you. I'll hypnotize you.
Maybe I do need to be hypnotized, you know.
Maybe. Give you a little hypnosis. Relax. Don't do it. Let your body go through it. All right. I want to wish happy birthday to some of our listeners here who tune into our show. I want to say hi to Marianne Kohanat, Lee Young Nung, Sarah Maddock, and Nick Cabillo, Ariel Hyatt, Cheryl Rose Green, Philippe Josum, and Zumbumze Iwanaide. I think I said that right. And Joe Walter, Crystal Poe, Megan Boise, Naomi Akers, Cindy Berg, Pedro Romeo, Stacy Klein, Ian Rimbot, and Nicholas Casanova, Swati Namin, and Lucas Mandriotti. Happy birthday to all you guys.
Happy birthday.
So,
are they all listening? I was going to tell them to call in with some advice on how to ground.
They can.
The call-in number is 646-595-3440.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any advice for me in my situation, please give me a call. I'd
all
love
right.
to hear it.
Be careful what you wish for. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arts, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. We hold open forum sessions here. We invite others in the community to come and join us and share with us. And we will do some readings for some people, and then we will open up the phone lines for those who would like to share with Adriana their things. And so let's see if we can bring on this guest can maybe give you some advice. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Yeah, we figured so.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
This is our resident astrologer, Mark Messini.
Hello, residents.
Hi, how's it going?
What's
I don't
going?
Know. Adriana,
thanks
Adriana's
so much
got a lot going on. Adriana's got a lot going on.
Did you get to hear any of my
yeah,
rant?
I missed like the first 2 minutes, but I caught the rest of it. So your company's been bought up. So your company's been bought out and then running into the ground. Is that
yeah,
essentially
kinda
it?
Okay. That's kind of essentially it. That's what it feels like. That
that's
it seems
like
I'm
like
beating a dead horse. I mean, I have felt like I'm beating a dead horse. I make a little bit of progress, and then I think, oh, good, this is going to work, and you know, things are better. And then I go in like I did yesterday, and I feel like I'm three steps back again. You know, whether it's software or people or attitudes or whatever it is, I just, it's like as soon as I think I'm progressing, I get knocked back again. That's how it feels.
Yeah, so did this merger happen in the spring?
It happened in March. March the 4th is when I actually went over to this company and started working. Sure did.
So... So we talked about you had that you had that eclipse on your sun last year.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
Correct.
So normally there's two sets of eclipses. There's a lunar and solar eclipse every year. So usually the effects of those eclipses, and I noticed I had an eclipse on my sun a couple years ago. Usually the effects of eclipses last about 6 months because there's two sets of eclipses every year. There's a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. So usually the effects of those last until the next set of eclipses. So that should have been over around February. So the problem after that is your sun being at the very end of Leo, Uranus, the planet Uranus, which rules change and chaos and disruption and individuating from the status quo, that was Uranus stays in a sign for about 8 years. So in the
oh my God.
Whoa
yeah
no go on
fire.
So in
what?
In mid May, in mid May, Uranus changed signs from Aries, which is a fire sign, to Taurus, which is an earth sign. So that's probably been the biggest single event this year. I think for most people things have calmed down since then. However, Uranus was forming like an exact trine to your sun at that time. So the bad news is anything that was started during that period is going to be chaos. It's got chaos in the chart because the last degree or last couple degrees of any sign is the ultimate energy of that sign. So Uranus 28-29 Aries, like it was then, is the ultimate personification of that placement, which is, Uranus is the planet of chaos, and Aries is very impetuous, and it's a fire sign. So that's a very volatile mix. If you just go look back at world events for the last 8 years, I mean, it's just kind of been like constant chaos and disruption. So this merger that took place, and it's funny you mentioned this. That's how I kind of guessed the time frame this happened, because in my industry, which is international shipping, a bunch of the large steamship lines redid their computer systems and their websites, and there was all kinds of mergers and stuff. And so anything mm-hmm. born of that time is going to be chaotic and disruptive. I've not had what is today, June 20th? Yeah, I've not had a slow day at work this entire year. It's been nonstop chaos because all of our clients or the steamship lines and trucking companies that we deal with did all these mergers while Uranus was at 29 Aries. So mm-hmm. there's just going to be chaos to that energy. And it's just going to...
The
charts of those companies are just going to have that disruptive energy to it.
Wow.
So anything started in that time is going to be very difficult.
Forever?
So usually... In my past experience, being involved in any kind of merger is, in general, total chaos, and it kind of stays that way.
Chaos.
So,
yeah.
However, we're in a very touchy time period right now because all the planets from Mercury on out, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and the nodes, and Chiron, they all make stations, most of them about twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury, like three times a year. So I can't even remember what day it is. It's Wednesday. So on this past Monday, Neptune stationed. Whenever a planet makes a station for at least a week beforehand and a week afterwards, that planet has slowed down and that energy is more focused. So that Neptune foggy, sleepy energy is prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes this time kind of unique is that next Tuesday there is a Mars station. So if you go a week on either side, then the Mars energy started building up like yesterday. So we're in the middle of a Neptune station and a Mars station. Now, whereas Neptune is very sleepy and dreamy, Mars is very instinctual and
war.
Impatient. And right, Mars is the planet of war. That is correct. So when you have a mixture. When you have a mixture of Mars and Neptune, when you have fire and water, you get steam. So if you've been on Facebook at all today or yesterday, you can see it's just a unending river of anger about various things.
This is madness.
That we don't have enough time to talk about. or desire to.
So any
decision making made right now will be very poor decision making, most likely.
It'll be very costly.
Wow.
Because we're in the middle of a really angry planetary station and a very dreamy, sleepy, the thinking, no one's thinking is very clear right now. So Neptune and Mars mix, I call misdirected anger. It's just immediate lashing out whatever's in the general vicinity.
And you wanted to know, there you go.
I got a bad feeling about this.
That answers so much. So in this time, Mark, what do you suggest that we do for grounding to keep from ripping someone's head off?
Right. So, A, I stay out of stupid arguments. If I see a stupid argument, I may chuckle.
There's an
I may chuckle to myself, but I stay the hell out of it. There's not going to be, you're not going to convince anyone of anything during this energy. You're not going to make any ground or figure anything out. Now's just kind of a time to, you know, like mindless projects or whatever that you can do or whatever. Now is not the time to make big decisions. So just to go back to the Uranus at the end of Aries. Uranus has been in there for 8 years. It's been in Taurus for about slightly over a month. We're going to have one more retrograde of Uranus back into Aries, and that's going to be from about the first week of November until the first week of March. So there's going to be a 4-month period where there's going to be a redo of that last couple degrees of Uranus and Aries. So November through February, right, it's going to be a chance to replay your cards or to reshuffle some situations. And things that were happening this spring will most likely be revisited in that November through, we'll call it through February period. Right now, everything's like, there's nothing logical or rational about anything that's happening right now. It's just, and to go with that, because we always seem to talk about the nodes, the South Node is in Aquarius right now. The South Node is past karmic things from previous lives, those kind of scenarios. And it is conjunct Mars. So even if nothing, you know, big politically or in the news or anything was happening, Mars is conjunct the South Node. So that's going to bring out old past anger issues for people to deal with, or areas of frustration. See, you can just anywhere on social media right now, you can very clearly see that everyone's very wound up and angry and worked up.
Yes. Yes.
And it's a good time to stay out of most of that.
Impressive. Yeah.
No. Now, overall, I think for most people I've talked to, the energy has kind of been better for the last month. But if you're being forced to deal with things that were started in that spring period, you have a an ugly, nasty chart of something you're having to deal with.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want my dime store predictions of how this stuff plays out from past experience?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hold on. Here's a disclaimer out there.
You're probably going to end up having to. You're probably going to end up treading water for a little bit.
Okay, Mark, before you
at
do
least
that,
like
one
that
second.
Energy
thing.
The energy from the
do. Or do not.
Okay, go, Mark.
Okay.
Go.
the energy from Delta time will come back up, but you'll normally when companies get bought out, usually is a signal that it's a time for change and that there may be a better job or working situation that, you know, I'm sure Iggy and I could probably help you find something a little more conducive or whatnot. But usually just those scenarios, just especially when you're on the end of the company that gets bought out. So it's very likely that you can tread water for a while, but like things will get revisited in that November through February area. So like Uranus is retrograde at the last 2 degrees of Aries in November and December, and then it goes direct early in January, and then it starts moving forward. So January and February, Uranus is direct in the last 2 degrees of Aries. and then it goes into Taurus for good. It won't, Uranus will never go back into Aries for the rest of our lifetime, unless you get cryogenically frozen or something. So this is the end of this is the end of that 8-year cycle. So
in January,
from my experience, usually stuff gets so unbearable that I have to exit. But you can right now is probably not a good energy to be doing that. For the next couple of weeks, anyways.
It's so unbearable that you have to what?
Exit.
Oh, exit. Okay.
exit of my own accord.
That's I've come really close. I'm just like, yeah, I thought, you know, maybe it was just me being a hothead, but now I don't feel so bad.
everybody's buttons are getting kind of pushed right now. Now,
yes.
The good thing is, I mean, the South Node won't be conjunct Mars for very much longer. So that should relieve some of the tensions. But I'll tell you, just for the next week, it's just a little bit past the Mars station next Tuesday. I mean, it's not going to be smooth sailing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, I have a big meeting tomorrow. I'm sure that whether I'm willing or not, I have to be a part of. So I'll try not to go into it kicking and screaming, and I'll just
So, I mean, just in general, any arguments at this point are probably not worth being had.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, you know, I'm actually pretty
proud of
myself.
The information.
I've not argued yet. I'm doing really, really good, I think. I've not argued because I automatically just think, you know, what's the point? Why waste my breath?
Yeah.
What I'm dealing with is just, it's right in front of your face and nobody will open their eyes to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
I mean, I know that, and I'm doing good not to point it out.
Good. Well, you know, when you're in a corporate setting, you know, arguing, you know, just sounds like this, really.
We represent the lollipop here, the lollipop here, the lollipop here, and in the name of the lollipop here.
Well, that was long.
All right. Well, and so Mark,
I really
like the good news.
I really miss you guys.
Well,
I mean, the good news is, I mean, the good news is, I mean, this is the first time, just by what signs the outer planets are in, this is the first time the five outer planets have been in compatible signs since, the mid-1990s, and this is the first time since a brief period in 2001 where the outer four planets were in compatible signs. So when the outer planets are in signs that are difficult for each other, that's when a lot of circumstances beyond your control are forced upon you. When the planets are in harmonious signs, it's much better for building constructive change. So we've just come through 25 years of the outer planets not getting along nicely. So at least in this, not this week or next, but going forward, the energy is so much better for building than it has been in 25 years.
Okay.
So,
well, then that is good.
Now it depends when.
If I want to make my exit, that would.
Right. If you want to restructure things,
okay.
Coming up shortly will be a good time. Not in the next week, but.
You're stressing that one to me. Okay.
Right. Not in the next week,
okay,
but.
I'm staying in there for 2 weeks. All right.
So that's
awesome.
That's about where it lies right now.
There's
well,
a lot laying there.
I definitely appreciate that input.
No problem.
I will keep that. You know, that will help
awesome.
Me. I'll keep it in mind for the next week or two. I'll try to hear your little voice in my head saying this is not a good time.
Now is not the time to jump, but now is the time to where you can envision where you want to land.
Okay.
How about that?
Hey, that sounds good.
Awesome.
So for our listeners out there, if you're facing similar situations or circumstances that you kind of feel like I do right now, then think about where you want to land. Just don't go jumping off yet.
Mark, let our listeners know where they can find you. Give us your website address.
It's www.rabbitholeastrology.com.
Okay, very good.
And that's where I'd be. That's how.
Mark is absolutely awesome. He does all kinds of astrology. But he, I have always found that his information is spot on with what's going on in the world or in my life. If I have a question about my life or things like that, so I definitely will reach out and try to get some answers from him. And hopefully, you know, we'll get back to where we have our rabbit hole show again and maybe get Mark onto some shows again when his life straightens out a little bit. But if yours has been chaotic as it sounds.
Yeah, I've had a year and a half of bad transit. I'm thinking what
we'll
Well, we appreciate you, Mark. We appreciate you.
Yep,
we pop in here and share your. All right, so we're going to go to break.
Mark.
We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, love you too. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio, Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arts, Holistic and Metaphysical Forum and Intuitive Readings. If you'd like to donate to WithInsightsRadio.com, you can go to WithInsightsRadio.com, and there is a donate button there, and everything's appreciated. And we thank those who do donate and give for the work that we do, and, you know, it's almost 10 years now. December 8th will be 10 years that we've been on the air doing some great programming, broadcasting, and sharing insights and tons of guests. tons of readings. It's amazing to even think that we did that many shows in 10 years.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
That's awesome. I've not been on that long, but have enjoyed what time I have been on. It's been a few years for me, I think, about 3 and a half.
Yeah, that's about right.
You get that crazy time is just flying by.
Flies by. I agree.
It truly is.
But it's been enjoyable. It's been a challenge at times, and it's been enjoyable as well. There's times where we have to, adapt. We run situations where we can't air sometimes because technology or whatever comes up, an issue. But we try to be on as much as possible and do the things we do because we want to share things with you.
Yeah. And it's good. I'm glad you said that about the donate button because, we donate our time. So
that is correct.
It's all good. We always talk about the exchange and that how an exchange has to be given, for something to work or to manifest. There has to be an exchange of some sort. It can't just be all one sided of giving so it makes sense and I agree with that.
We had a whole show on that, about energy exchange and what that means and why. I know there are practitioners out there who don't like to charge anything because most of the time they have another job and they have another income that comes in. But when holistic people, metaphysical people do this type of work, you can't put a price on their gifts, that guaranteed, but you can put a price on their time invested in serving the person, being there with someone and sharing that. Time's valuable. Time is very limited. That's something that we all really strive to contain.
Mm-hmm.
It is an illusion at the same time, but that's where the exchange comes in. I mean, I'm sure that somebody has done something outside of this type of work and then felt really unappreciated because somebody just wasn't thinking that it was okay, And then,
Others
just like, it doesn't have to just be this work. My dentist, she's pretty adamant about sending me a bill and charging me after it's done.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure. A nice healthy bill.
Well, let's go to the phone lines, and the phone lines are 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. We ask that you keep your question to one because we have so many callers actually here today, which is awesome. And, just to keep fair, and if you want a further reading to the popcorn reading we're about to give you, just give us a buzz. You can find me at iggygarcia.com, and through iggygarcia.com, you can find Andriana, too. That way we can just send everybody to one place. Okay, so we're going to open the phone lines. Yep.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What's up? Why did you...
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. Hi.
Oh, thank you, Iggy. Hi, Adriana.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a question. Hi. I have a question for you. I'm not in a relationship, and I wanted to know if you see one because I'm 64. I've never been married. I have been in relationships, but I would like to get married. I don't want to spend my later years alone. Do you see someone coming in for me?
And what is your name again?
Donna.
Donna. Okay. Give us a little sec here. As we shuffle in. Donna, if you could pick a number 1 through 5, please.
1 through 5, 4.
4, okay. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, Donna. I picked a card for you, and I use these animal cards, because they kind of help me connect to spirit and the things that I need to see. And I picked the giraffe for you, okay? The giraffe is about foresight. You're able to see what is in store for you in the future. Okay, so I'm looking at the giraffe card, and the giraffe card is telling me, and I'm looking at the giraffe, and the giraffe is actually has a big map of itself all over itself. You know, all the parts of it are just a map. So what the giraffe is asking intuitively for yourself, personally, what, I know you want to get married, but what are your, what kind of plans have you made in order to get to that place, to, you know, secure your future, to see your future? Spirit's kind of leading me to say, you know, what have you done? What work have you done in the process to get you to invite somebody into your life who would wants to even share with you or marry you? Have you done any on the work?
Oh, I think I have. Yeah.
Okay.
I was in a relationship 8 years ago, and I've been working on my. He passed away. We would have been together
mm-hmm.
still. We were together for about 10 years. Yeah, I did get on a couple dating sites, but too many phony men.
Sure.
You know,
mm-hmm.
mom with accents, and they're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be Anglo-Saxon, and they weren't. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, and I've done a lot of forgiving work, and yeah, I meditate every day. I walk on the beach every day, and yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm basically a happy person. I'm not a complainer or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sensitive and yeah, compassionate, and I think I'd make a great mate for someone.
And let me ask you a question. Why is it that you feel that you have to be married?
Oh, it's just something I'd like to do. I've never done it.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we have to, you know, we ask these questions just because maybe we didn't really think about it. I know what I'm feeling is when we start to vibrate in the energies that attract the people that are similar to us, the things that we want in our lives, they start to come into our lives. You're going to have a lot of people come into your life who are, I don't want to call them posers. I guess they would be posers. They wouldn't, don't really seem, they seem like the person that maybe you will have a relationship with. But then there's always going to be one you're going to filter through that's going to be really close. And the thing is to create these relationships with healthy limits and boundaries and understanding what's good for you, what's good for them. Relationships can become one-sided if you're not careful. So this new person that you're inviting into your life, make sure that you're very specific about what you're looking for and what that person looks like, because we can get pretty much anything. And when we get everything, then we leave out parts. We leave out things. And if we're not specific, this is what I want. And, you know, it's like going, it's really, truthfully, it's like going to buy a car to some degree. When you go to the car dealership, there are some things that you want in your car. You want a bumper, you want AC maybe, you want leather seats, or you want cloth seats. You know, there are some standard things that come with people, just like there are standard things that come with cars. And you have to be specific. So the universe is very specific. So when you are specifically asking and directing and manifesting and creating and vibrating in that energy, you'll start to attract a lot of people, not just one person. You're going to attract a lot of people coming to you and asking you. And, you know, you're going to have decisions to make, and you're going to have to go through different relationships. But that's part of it. That's part of life. That's part of life. We do that in everything we do pretty much. But with this particular person, you're going to marry them. This is for, hopefully it's for a long time, and it's hopefully for life. That's usually why we marry people, because we think we're going to be together, but things happen. So that's why I ask you to be very specific to the point. What's this person look like? What's the person smell like? How tall is this person? Does it matter? Do you have some kind of idea? Mm-hmm. You have to paint this picture. You have to become the artist in the canvas that sits in your mind. In that mind that you're there, paint that picture what this person looks like to the detail. And you might find out
mm-hmm.
in the end that, you know what, you're part of that person, and that person is going to do the same thing. And that's all I really have with the giraffe card. Adriana?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi. Yeah, I don't know that I could talk anything about that. I actually pulled some cards. That was really good reading.
Thanks, Adriana.
I pulled some cards that I really am not quite sure how this ties in with what you're wanting to manifest. So I'm just
mm-hmm.
going to tell you what I pulled, okay? It's may or may not be about this man that's coming into your life, but I do see one in here. So I'll just start from the start of this spread, and it's a short spread. Normally I have some kind of a time guideline to this, but this one is kind of the timeline for these things to happen is kind of hidden from my sight at the moment. It looks like there's a larger amount of money that some finances that are you're either if you're not already in the process of dealing with a loan or a large sum of money, then that's coming up that you're going to have to deal with these finances. And it's not, you know, chump change. It's a good size amount. I'm not sure what you look like. If you are not really light haired or gray haired or white, then there's a woman of this description that is. And this woman is associated around this amount of money that you, this finances or whatever that you're going to be dealing with. Now, at the time of this, you get a letter or a message that you're going to receive either directly to your phone or to your house in the actual mail form that has to do with this amount of money. It comes directly, this message comes directly to your home or to you. And at the time of this, when these dealings get going about this amount of money, your love life comes into the picture here. So kind of, I kind of want to bring back what Iggy just said, that when you really want to manifest people in your life, they're going to start coming. There'll be a lot of them once you make up your mind what you're looking for or who. And this person kind of enters into your life around the time of this dealing with this financial situation here. Now, this situation caused you some worry, this financial money, whether it's getting the money or the deal to go through or it coming your way. But there's kind of a business or a financial worry around this money coming all the way. But I do see a gentleman coming into your life at this time. So it doesn't really show that you how this plays out either. It's just kind of strange as far as these cards are laid right now. It's just kind of strange. But keep your eyes open when this situation starts to come about. And just keep your guard open that somebody isn't around you for other reasons other than that they really love you or want to be in your presence. Just keep your eyes
open.
Maybe
I've been pretty lucky, and I don't owe any money or anything. I'm not working. I get my retirement. But maybe I enter a lot of sweepstakes and things like that, so maybe money's coming in, I'm thinking.
Maybe that's it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Definitely some information about it. So that's what I have. So good luck.
All right.
And,
thank you.
We'll talk. Thanks for listening and calling in.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, both of you.
You're welcome.
Nice day now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, that's good. I like your read.
I wanted to have, you know, the love read in there, but it just wasn't happening. So,
well, you know how it is. Spirit kind of tells you one thing. We ask one thing, and sometimes Spirit goes, tell them this. I'm like, okay, I'll tell them that. Can't hold back. You know, maybe you're the second half of that part, and, you know, here we go. So let's go to next caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I believe Kim is with us. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
All right, welcome.
Hi. So I work in a bank, and I have this customer that comes in that I'm really interested in, and I was hoping that he would feel the same way. I'm trying to flirt, but it's kind of hard because I'm at work. So does he notice me? Is anything going to happen?
All right. Pick a number 1 through 10.
Three.
8. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and here's number 8. We'll see what comes up. Boom. Okay. I picked the koala. The koala is about empathy. Speak less and listen more. Okay, spirit is gave me a gentle card. And I call this a gentle card because koalas seem gentle. They seem kind of just, you know, like they don't have a lot to say, but they do. Spirit saying that you're going to have to approach this very differently than you probably any other way, because since you are working in the bank and this person's coming through the door, spirit is saying to listen to the cues and listen to the things and the way you speak to this person. Just be yourself. Spirit sound, just be yourself. By being yourself, you know, this person will notice you. If you try too hard to not, and you try too much, and you try to put too much into it, I think what happens is you'll either push this person away, okay, and this person will just not totally see you. But if you have your charm, you have your smile and the things that you do every day with all the other customers, but, you know, we're always a little bit more with that extra person that we kind of feel the energetically with, you're going to have to be very empathetic about what you do. You're going to have to understand you're at work and understand that, you know, there's an imaginary line there. There's an imaginary line that sometimes we can't cross. And spirit saying you have to be very careful with that line, which is called a healthy limit and boundary. Okay. We have to make sure as the person who's receiving somebody else's money or, you know, finances, whatever, that we are able to do that. There will be a time where you're going to actually encounter this person outside of work. I did see that. I don't know where that's going to be, how that's going to be, but you will have a moment where you'll be able to express yourself much differently than you are at work. But the thing about it, there's this hesitation. There's this feeling of mine to be careful about how you're approaching this situation. I know sometimes we want things to happen a certain way. I would just say be cautious. There's a big caution for some reason for me. And so I just want you to pay attention to the signs, pay attention to the things and how you're maybe coming across. Just be yourself. That's the biggest thing that I'm getting is be yourself, be up front. Don't be anything that you're not. And just enjoy this. But you will meet this person outside of work. That is, I feel that going to happen. I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but I do see that. I can sense that for some reason. I feel that in my body. But at work, spirit just tell me, just be cautious. And that's my message. So, Adrian, I don't know what you have.
I would like to ask you if you are thinking of moving and or changing your job, relocating even.
My work has many different branches. I mean, I would totally move somewhere with someone, but am I thinking of moving by myself? No.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I see a love, high hopes and dreams card around you. And to obtain this high hopes and dream, this is more around your home and finances both, okay? So I kind of think this is your job. But the cards indicate a change in your where you either live or where you go to work every day. You're literally changing where you work or where you live. So that tells me that things, you're either going to move from your house to a different location, or you're going to change your job and start going to a different place, a different branch. This change of times actually is a little bit hectic when this happens, when this opportunity comes up, but it definitely looks like things are going to change for you in this regard. Now, after this change, I see a couple of men around you, and the cards indicate that who you have feelings for at the time of this job change or this home change, this residence change. You have feelings for one person during this time, but once this change is made, your affections change, and that means that you find someone else that you turn your affections to. You change them from one person to another. Yeah, so if this man that you're thinking of at the bank that you kind of like, maybe you meet him and you think that, you know, you kind of like him, whatever. But when this change definitely happens in your life, your personal and your business life both, they're both going to change here. When this happens, you're going to meet somebody else and your affections are going to change for that person, and that is a better fit for you. And the person that your affections change for, he's going to be lighter-haired and lighter-eyed than the current one that you are with at the time of this change. But I also have a caution card, just like Iggy kind of just said. There's a caution around, I think there's a caution more around this change that happens at your work. So don't overstep that boundary with this person. Like he said, kind of watch that, because this change will be a good change eventually. It's just kind of hectic when it happens. That's what I got.
Is that going to be soon?
Huh?
Is it going to be anytime soon?
Again, I really do not have a time frame on this spread. This is just kind of strange. I'm not laying these cards out like I normally would for a full read. I'd say maybe 5 or 6 months. If I was going to guess, I'm going to give it months, not weeks. So I'd look for it around to happen in about that time frame.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling
in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the good old relationships. There's all kinds of relationships, you know. There's
she's
all kinds of situations. Yeah, she's got what?
There are. The way these cards are getting laid out tonight is just really interesting, because I'm getting into more of, they're calling about one thing that I'm seeing more into the rest of their life. So
yeah,
you're getting head on, you know, with what they're calling about, and then I'm going, well, in the meantime, you're mm-hmm. looking for this to happen, so. You and I make a good team.
Yes, we do. We are a good team. All right, let's go to another caller here real quick and see where they're at. I believe this caller is Elizabeth, correct?
Yes.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi. I got injured on a temporary job about 8 months ago, and the company is denying responsibility. I've been paying out of my own pocket for the medical care that I need. I found a lawyer that might be willing to take the workers' comp case. Do you see the lawyer being able to help me in getting this resolved?
Okay, we're going to shuffle here.
Did you say you fell at work?
Pardon?
Did you say that was a fall you suffered at work?
I almost fell, yeah. I have an injury to my knee, and they're saying that it didn't happen at work, and that's just absolutely ridiculous. I've been to several different doctors and paying for chiropractic. I need to go for an MRI, and my insurance keeps denying it, and I've got 7 pages of medical documents, and they're still denying it, and I just can't get anything done, and the lawyer can't do anything. And I just can't keep paying for all this.
Okay.
Go on, Iggy.
Let's see. Go ahead. If you have something, go ahead.
Oh, I've got to shuffle and lay them out.
Okay, then I'll pull. I'll ask Elizabeth to pick a card 1 through 20.
14.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, and 13. All right, here we go. All right. good old, I pulled the cougar. Confidence, be bold and take charge. Okay, so Spirit is telling me to let you know, okay, that this case is going to be a little bit longer than you probably want it to be, okay? Unfortunately, when we get into these types of situations, it's you having to prove and you having to tell the world what happened to you. And I'm sure you probably had some kind of thing at work where you had to sign things with a company or an HR person or something like that under that kind of, you know, the basic stuff that happens. And then after that, you have to go through all the hoops and stuff that they make it impossible to do sometimes. I know this sounds like there's things are going to be a little bit frustrating right now, and they probably will be, but Spirit's saying to be confident in your approach. You're going to have to be like a cat. You're going to have to be like a cougar a little bit. You're going to have to be a little bit assertive about what's going on. It feels like maybe you put too much trust in a lawyer, too much trust in the process. You have to be more of an advocate about it. You're going to have to be bold. You're going to take charge of this. You're going to have to, if you really want this and you really going to prove this, even if you go to the doctors and have MRIs or whatever, you're going to have to be your own voice. Spirit saying you're going to have to be your own voice. You're going to have to growl. You're going to have to roar a little bit, because a baby who doesn't cry, a baby doesn't eat. Okay, that's an old saying here in my country. So I know that maybe that's not your personality. Maybe you're not used to doing that. But you're going to have to change your approach a little bit of how things are going. You're going to have to kind of look back. Spirit wants you to look back and say, let me look how things are working right now. Things aren't working the way I want them to be. Why? What's going on? What am I not doing? What am I not, you know, flowing in? Because what it sounds like is that everybody's giving you the runaround because you've put your life in their hands, and you're hoping that they were going to do the right thing. And you know what? Maybe they are, but they're going to take their time. And if you want to accelerate the process, then you're going to have to be proactive in the process. You're going to have to be a little bit more bold on your approach. By sitting back and just watching and waiting for things to happen is not going to work. It's going to drag it out, and it's going to be a long time. And so Spirit's saying, speed it up a little bit. But you have to be like the puma. You also have to be very patient. You have to be very, you know, wise, and you have to know when to pounce and when not to pounce, and when to, you know, go into attack mode and when to pull back out of attack mode. You have to be able to navigate that water. This is going to be a test of your spirituality. This is going to be a test of your resolve. This is going to be a test of who you are as a human being and how you're going to approach this. And I just say, you know, in the meantime, whatever you do, just make sure you're taking care of yourself in the process. Don't just wait. And I know it's costing you money, but you still need to take care of yourself, and you're going to have to find ways in order to take care of yourself, because, you know, we do get older, and Spirit saying, you know, and our bodies do break down. Don't discount it because you're feeling that something's going to happen. I do believe there's going to be a result to this. Things will change. Things will move into a better place. But it's not going to be on your timetable unless you accelerate the process somehow and you get more involved and more proactive in this. And Adriana, I don't know what you have on your read. Okay. I think she's still with us. She's still trying.
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
When I shuffle, I put my phone on mute. I forgot I had it on there. So.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you, but you can't hear me shuffling. So. I laid out a spread here, and there is it's a married couple, I believe. Both of them are dark-haired and dark-eyed and dark-skinned. And they show up first, whether this is managers or owners of this company or in your life, this couple's around you, and they show up right off the bat, immediately. So around this couple, there is attorneys. There's a legal men of law around this. And there's a general feeling around this situation with the attorney of liking this person, this attorney.
and wanting them to hopefully come through for you. There's a lot of genuine like around this person, this attorney or this law firm, and this is what you actually have to kind of get away from. I don't know that the current one that you're with is the right one to handle this case. And I don't know if it's because of the relationship around it or maybe their relationship as far as with this company. But you might want to get a second opinion on some things. And I think that there is a person, there is an attorney or someone who knows a lot about the law that is able to offer you some advice or give you a clue on who to reach out to. This man is very light-haired and light-eyed. He's medium to light-haired, but he's definitely older. And he's knowledgeable of the law. If he is not an attorney himself, he definitely is around a ton of them. And he has some good advice for you in this situation. If you don't know him now in your life, he's getting ready to come into your life, and you'll see him just because of the way he speaks and handles himself. You'll know. But you'll see him in this business type of legal setting. But it's mainly a business setting that he is around. So I tend to think that you end up going somewhere else to look for legal help somewhere else, or you're directed somewhere else, and this is where this man comes in. There are financial worries, and there's actually some delays process. As you've already experienced, there's going to be some more. But I don't see them lasting this other man gets involved here. And maybe the current attorney that does like you and you have, a good relationship with, maybe they refer this man to you through their firm. This mm-hmm. might be a referral from them because they genuinely want to help you, and this is the man they lead you to. It's something like that with this other gentleman. But there are still going to be delays after this gentleman comes into the picture, but they won't last. I do see you getting positive information about this sum of money towards the end of this after this man gets involved, and you will know him. He's medium to light-haired. He's older. He's got the gray in his hair at his temples, and he's probably, I want to say that he wears glasses. I see him with glasses on. But after he gets involved and things start to look a little bit more promising for you about a settlement of some sort, it looks like you get a small payment first, an immediate payment for some relief is granted is what it looks like. It's not the full amount, but it's definitely something. And things will continue for a little bit, but be looking in the mail for the information. Once this other man comes into the picture, you will get some information in the mail directed to you. It'll be in writing, this will. So I think it's going to take a little while longer, but I also believe someone else is coming into the picture to help you achieve and to get some things settled. And that's what I have.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks
for listening.
Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Always tough when you're dealing with government stuff and job stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think we have time for one more caller, so let's take this person. They've been on hold here for a little bit. Hello. This is Casey. Am I correct?
Yes, this is Casey.
Welcome to the show, Casey.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hi there. Hi. I wanted to see if I could get a reading on my reading on my love and a little on my finances.
Okay. Let's pick a number of 1 through 10, please.
1.
1? I like it.
Yeah.
That was easy. Boom, first card. Okay. This is a card which has the badger on it. It's about perseverance. dig in and see it through to completion. Okay, so what I'm picking up here energetically with the looking at the card, there's going to be some really tough looking in the mirror situation here, okay? But while you're doing that, it's about you digging in, getting real, and seeing through if you're doing the work, if you're actually doing the stuff that you do. Your finances, in order for them to improve, we have to know where you're at right now. Spirit is saying, where are you right now? Sometimes we can lie to ourselves and tell ourselves we feel a certain way. And so Spirit wants you to say, okay, I need to be like the badger. I need to be really serious about what I'm doing. I need to really figure out what's happening in my home. There's a situation here at home that I'm not sure what's happening and why we're bleeding a little bit, you know, financially. How do we stop that from happening? How do we move into the right, you know, spaces? Okay. Now, your finances, in order for them to change, they're going to have to change some aspects of things that you're doing right now. I feel like there's a draw, there's a drain right now in your home for some reason. I'm not sure what that is or who that is or what they are, people that come into your lives. But your situation is going to take a little bit before it changes. There's going to be some work that you're going to have to do in the process. I believe that you're really going to have to do some really big reflections, looking to yourself in the mirror and say, hey, what's going on? What's happening? And I know sometimes that's a scary thing to actually ask ourselves, what do we need to do? And I think you're going to have to ask for help for now. You're going to have to reach out to some people for them to help you, balance you out a little bit. And I'm not talking about financial. I think you really need to – there's some good key friends that you have, and you need to really tell them what's going on in your life and let them know what's happening in order for your – to get into the right flow. Your flow is off a little bit. I feel like your flow is not in the right direction. I'm not exactly sure how to get you into that direction since I don't personally know you, and I'm only picking up energetically what I'm feeling and what Spirit's leading me to tell you. But you're really going to have to dig into this one. You're really going to have to work on this one. This is something where you're going to have to be a little more creative than you probably have been in the past. You work hard. You do things. No one's discounting that. But you're selling yourself a little bit short too. Spirit is telling me you're selling yourself a little bit short in the process. So I'm not sure what that means. That might mean something to you. So I'm going to go to Adriana now and see what she has in her deck.
Okay. The cards start out showing a financial worry, and this is around you. I feel that this is your card. So you've already been dealing with financial worries. And the cards indicate that you are alone. Your domestic cards, there's not a whole lot around you. They indicate that you're pretty much alone. And if you're not physically alone at home, then you feel like you're alone when you're home. But the cards indicate current financial struggles around you. Worries, the kind that, you know, trouble your sleep. And there is an opportunity that's coming up where you can make a little bit of money, or there is a small gift of money, or somebody might loan you money that cares about you, that wants to help you out. But this isn't the answer that you're seeking or the answer to your problems. But you do have some relief in a small amount come your way, whether it's from somebody that cares about you and wants to help you out, get you a loan, or you pick up an extra job of some sort that you can make just a little bit of extra money briefly. But then you go back to there's some struggles and delays and disappointments shown around your domestic card in your home after this. I do see a person of interest coming into your life right after this time that has some affection for you. This gentleman is older. He's at least in his mid-40s, maybe older than that, but he's at least mid-40s. And he's dark-haired and medium-colored skin. But he does have affection for you, and he comes into your life around this time where these disappointments and these delays are happening, and you feel all alone. Whether or not he helps you through, they really don't indicate that
financially. I just know that this is the time that this man comes into your life. And he does genuinely have affection for you. So if that's what you're looking for at the time you decide, I think that can be a good thing for you because his affections are genuine, this man. Now, I do see a younger couple, and there is a the male is a very dark-haired, dark-eyed, dark-skinned, and the woman is medium to light-haired and probably green or blue-eyed. She might be reddish-haired, but couple isn't in your life right now. They're going to be, and they are a young couple, probably in their 20s, maybe mid to late 20s, and they have a child together, which is a little boy. And he favors the mother more. He's very light-haired, light-skinned. But this couple brings news of a marriage, whether it's them or getting married, or they bring news of a marriage with them. But they do bring news to your home, to your doorstep. So that's what I see. And this is probably going to happen in the span of about 6 months. And that's what I have.
All right, Casey, okay. Thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. Thank you for waiting.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, we're just about out of time. But is there anything that you would like to share before we sign off here?
Listen to what our friendly astrologer, Mark, told us and advised us of. Don't make any rash decisions in the next week or two. Try not to bite anyone's heads off and stay out of silly arguments with other people.
So. All right.
Sounds good
with
to
that,
me.
Sounds good. So with that, I'm gonna go out with one of our soundtracks here from my MP3 album. It says called Don't Wait. So I'll see you, Adriana. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks. It's been great.
Awesome. Had
Thanks
fun.
Thanks to all of our callers.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
What are you waiting for? The perfect situation? The perfect scenario? There is no perfect. We only have the moment. And what we do in those moments puts us in a frame of mind where we're going to move into the next moment. Because right now, most of us sit back and we procrastinate. And we all go, well, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it later. Well, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow comes, and so does later. And we're still sitting there saying the same exact thing. So if you want to change the world, well, you're going to change your world first. Man, there's no luck. We make our luck. For those of you who believe in luck, so when someone tells you, hey, you're lucky. No, you're not lucky. You worked hard. You earned it. You put in the effort, the time, and the motivation, and the frustration, the blood, sweat, and tears. So if you're going to change your world, what are you waiting for? Because no one's going to hand it to you. No one's going to give it to you. And if they did, you probably wouldn't even appreciate it if they did. So get out there. Work. Do your best. Don't wait. It's easy to wait. Make things happen. If you want things to come your way, then you got to bring it to you. Why wait for someone to bring it to you? It's like cooking a good meal. If you cook it, then you know what it's going to taste like. So go out there, motivate yourself, get on track, do the things you need to do. Because when you do it, there's some satisfaction about you accomplishing that, accomplishing your goals. Don't wait. Because you know what happens when you wait. You know exactly what will happen. Because you've waited before. You've stood back and you've observed. And that's fine to be an observer from time to time. But I'm going to tell you right now, if we want to gain, if we want to achieve, then we have to make the sacrifice and we have to make the decision that if it's up to me, it's up to me. And I'm going to go out there and do the very best I can. And I'm motivated by that fact that I created my world and those who come around me get to participate and get to feel the emotions, the feelings, and everything that I brought with that. So don't wait. Waiting is easy. Get on track.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you next time here with Insights Radio with Iggy and Adriana. We hope you enjoyed our show. Take care.